Kane, Kane, and more Kane if you watch the Sunday political shows. I call it the Sunday Swirl. It's where all political talk comes to an apex. And that's what it mostly focused on. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this show, very excited, going to introduce you to two twins. Well, one twin, actually, if I'm being correct about it. Interesting women, 77 years old, they're identical, and they appear in a Walgreens spot for flu shots. We're going to let you hear that coming up. Also, in this hour, we've got our weekly rewind by popular demand. People were asking me about what was going on with pharmacist Ben. You hear me talk about him saying, I'm very honest about it, that I've never taken any kind of vitamins other than Flintstone vitamins that I can remember when I was a kid, the chewable kind. And people just have a blank look when they see me. What? Are you kidding? Seriously, never have done that. Knock on wood. Can you hear me? I'm knocking. I am very healthy, but I know that I need to have minerals. So I've been doing that and taking this great stuff, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I'm not endorsing it because I pay for it. But I like it so much and it's worked so well for me that Ben has come on. We've talked about it and talked about some cool things that happen as a result of it. Anyway, that's coming up as our weekly re-rack at the end of this hour. But before we get there, politics, politics, and more politics. The buzz in your backyard is frankly over the people in Washington. Because I don't care if you live in Iowa and you're listening to me, or you're in Kalamazoo, Michigan, you're in Connecticut, a stone's throw away from New York City, or any of the other wonderful affiliates that we have across the country, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas. It is the thing that ties all of us together, because no matter where I go, and I know where all of you go, whether it's your barbershop, whether you're going to grab a steak down the street, whatever it is you're doing, you're throwing a line in a pond, you're catching some fish, this comes up all over the place. And the reason it comes up is because people, I think, are more disillusioned than ever by our government because of the high unemployment, because of the taxes, because of where we headed, because of the deficit, just a myriad of things that we all have in common no matter where we live. So this is a given, that the number one thing is really, truly about what's happening in Washington and how it plays out for all of us across the country. We're a year away from our next presidential election. And depending on who you talk to, it's anybody but Obama, or it has to be Obama because the other choices just frankly aren't good enough. You may fall into one of those two categories. Herman Cain started to blow up like a balloon. A lot of people liked Herman Cain, liked what he had to say, thought it was great that he wasn't a political insider. And then this sexual harassment thing came out from his past in the 90s, and he's got some splaining to do. And he has tried to explain in the beginning, saying that he didn't harass anyone, and that was his stance, and talked about that, and didn't know details and whatnot. So now it's been a week, and he's dropped in the polls significantly, almost 10 points. Will this ultimately bring him down? And because of the lack of experience, he doesn't have the right spinmeisters around him, the right campaign people who know how to steer this in the right direction. And when I say steer, it sounds like it's manipulating. But frankly, that's what you have to do when you're dealing with a pack of jackals that follow you around everywhere you go. And the news media, the kind of news media that follows you from place to place, is rabid. That's what they do. It's about getting the scoop. They can't miss the scoop. What happened? Who did what? Who said what? What was the actual thing that was said? All that kind of stuff. It is very much like the TMZ paparazzi hounding kind of folks. Because that's their job, is to find out, is to get the scoop on somebody who's leading the polls on the Republican side of things. Somebody who, let's face it, could be president, theoretically, if you're thinking that way. And Kane is saying now he's tired of it. He wants to get back on point. I'm tired of talking about this. Let's move forward. And people from the Republican Party, even like Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, says he's got to get all the cards on the table because you can't get beyond this. As a person who's been in politics for a long time, he knows you can't get beyond it unless you push all the cards on the table face up. I love what Barbour said. He was on Meet the Press, and he said, bad news is not like fine wine. It doesn't improve with age. I agree. The only way he chases this out is just to head it off. And if he doesn't do that, then it's going to continue to drop him in the polls. And he has to push hard to make the facts plain, to come up with this is the truth, this is what it is, and then move on. He can't steer it away at this point. John Boehner isn't concerned about Herman Cain. He's concerned about other things like the deficit and what's happening with the super committee and the fact that the people in this country that I mentioned, myself included and many of you listening to America Tonight, probably all of you, we're just tired of the same old noise that we're hearing. Boehner says now what's being set up is very simply, and this Jobs Act is proof of it, class warfare.
I understand people's frustrations. I understand their concerns. And I frankly understand that we have differences in America. We are not going to engage in class warfare. The president's out there doing it every day. I frankly think it's unfortunate.
All right, so now that relationship between the president from the golfing days with John Boehner has significantly changed. And Boehner says that he's also tired of being labeled as a do-nothing Congress, that there's room for things to happen, and that, in fact, they're doing things, that things are actually happening in Washington. The 112th Congress, so you know, has only served 10 months. And he says, on one level, we definitely have turned things around. We've changed the debate. We're not talking about spending more money. Well, you got to say that's true. And they're not talking about spending more money, to be certain. Congress has approved hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts, but the government is, of course, divided politically. And that's part of the problem. And we are also a nation of takers, not makers. And as long as we continue to be that, how will we ever really turn things around? I don't see, if you look back in our history, that's why we've had the success and capitalism worked. But if we continue to just take, then we're not making anything. We're not selling things to our own people. And there is a huge hole in the system right there. You know, Congress's latest approval rating was 9% at the end of October. 9%. Yeah, we're talking about Washington, what we don't like about Washington in our backyards. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
we're going to shift here for a second. Coming up on America Tonight, you're going to love this. Two women who are 77 years old that have so much in common, they are sisters, identical, they're an identical twin, and there are three sets of twins in their family history, and really fascinating women that I'm going to introduce you to. They're part of a Walgreens deal that I mentioned for flu shots, and here's the Walgreens thing, what it sounded like, and a little chit-chat afterwards. Check it out.
This is not a prescription. This is Edith and Ellen.
I was the firstborn. I got married first. I had children first. And I'm the first to get this haircut.
I was the first to get a flu shot.
You didn't make an appointment yet.
Don't need one at Walgreens.
Strolled right in and got my flu shot early from my Walgreens pharmacist. They're all specially trained. So now I'm number one. It only took you 77 years.
Arm yourself with a flu shot from all Walgreens and Take Care clinics. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
And then that Monday, we had to go in to try on 40 articles of clothing they bought.
And I said to my sister, oh, my God, they got pants in my size. I want to buy some. You have enough clothes. Because they went, they're like my personal shopper. They got, I have trouble finding pants that fit me.
You and they had the all these. They had.
Oh, my God, they had
racks of doubles.
You know, everything
to alike. It was, I couldn't believe it. I said to my sister, we're going to try on all those clothes. After I try on two things, I'm tired already.
How many hours did you spend?
4 hours there. It was about four hours.
But they gave us a break.
They
gave us lunch. I went down and smoked a cigarette.
No, they were very nice. They were so nice.
All right, you're going to hear my conversation with those two ladies in our next segment. I thought they were just so adorable. And the fact that they got plucked from obscurity through a wild chain of events, just kind of a happenstance thing, and you can tell that this is become such a big thing for both of them, and they're recognized and whatnot. But I'll let them tell their story at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, a couple of quick things here that are happening to people across this country. A lot of us aren't dealing with being in the dark, but some of us are still in the dark. It's crazy because in Connecticut, things are just not moving fast enough. And the people have had it. They're at their wits' end. The largest utility said, forget it. There was a deadline that was imposed by the governor. Governor Malloy was talking about having power restored by midnight on Sunday, a week after an early blizzard. The president of Connecticut Light and Power said, look, we missed our goal, and I apologize to everybody. He said this on Sunday and early in the day, and he talked about the storm and said, we've not met our expectations and those we set for all of you. But statewide, they say a lot of the power is coming back. However, when we say a lot of the power is coming back, when 80,000 plus customers don't have power in the north central part of the state, I don't think that's great. That's not news to pat yourself on the back about. And temperatures in the 30s now, so there are a lot of people that are pretty darn cold. They're looking for hotel rooms or they're in those shelters. First you have the tropical storm Irene, and now you have this significant storm. And both times they've dropped the ball on this. The utility company has massively dropped the ball. So, was it inadequate? It's clear that it was inadequate. Why and what's, you know, why did all these things happen? What are the breakdowns? I guess that's something that will certainly be looked into. I'm not an energy person, but talking to people who have worked on lines and whatnot, they think it's pretty bad. They think that the power company is just, that they're just not, they should have been more prepared even when things were headed that way. However, I don't know that I can blame them for that. It wasn't predicted that it was going to be some storm that knocked out that many people when it came to the power supply. So, you know, you can watch AccuWeather all you want, but ultimately what happens often is different than what they say. And they might have expected a little bit of a storm, but they weren't expecting that big of a storm, certainly not in October, and that's what happened. So for that, I do not believe you can blame them. Coming up this week on America Tonight, things that people are going to be talking about, Michael Jackson, the, of course, deceased king of pop. This is another one of those crazy things, watching this go through our court system. I've just seen a few bits and pieces of this, but they're talking about, the key thing that's interesting to me is they're talking about propofol, the anesthetic that you use. For example, when somebody's in a coma, they use it, and they use it during surgery. Now, that is the answer to what killed him. That's what the coroner has said. And whether or not his doctor was just pumping him full of it, Dr. Conrad Murray, because of the money that he was making to be on a monthly retainer, it seems as though Jackson, and I think they've talked about this, was addicted to that, and certainly Demerol, in months before his death. How much was he taking? You think of what happened to his nose and his jaw and the complete collapse and ultimately what happened in his final moments. So will this doctor be convicted of manslaughter or not? That's going to be intriguing to see. I think it unfolds this week. Maybe it happens Monday during the day, maybe Tuesday. Maybe it drags out a little bit longer, but I can't imagine that this jury is going to be out for a very long time. I think they'll be back probably by the beginning of this week for sure. And we have other You Be the Judge moments that we'll talk about too also. There's some other things that are happening, like that crazy dungeon thing in Philadelphia, sad, where people were locked up and they were people that were kidnapped off the street, and it's just awful to see the pictures of it, the trauma, I'm sure, that was heaped on so many of the people that were pulled off of the streets. And we're talking about people who had mental handicaps and were coerced into going into this building. And then the idea was that the people, the suspects, were trying to collect checks or money that these people would have gotten for whatever reason. Ugh, terrible. And the victims, they say, 10 potential victims, including 6 kids, basement, living in the basement, tied up, just getting thrown food and that kind of stuff. Hope they throw the book at those people, and there's going to be a lot of conversation on that, I'm sure, in the upcoming weeks. And politically, we know it. It's Herman Cain, I mentioned at the top. What happens to his campaign? Do more polls come out, and he's further down in the polls? And, you know, does it start to really, really unravel for a guy who was riding high a week and a half ago? A week and a half ago, he wasn't thinking about this until Politico broke the story and didn't name the accusers, just talked about it. His plight was looking a lot different than what it's looking like now. Also, I think this is going to be a key week for that pipeline that some people say thumbs up to and other people say thumbs down to for the potential damage. The Keystone Project, 1,700 miles. There were thousands of protesters on Sunday outside of the White House demanding that the president reject a proposed oil pipeline that would stretch from Canada to Texas, mostly environmental activists, as you can imagine, because the White House said a final decision on the pipeline would be up to the State Department following their own environmental impact analysis and a public commenting period. But Obama has said he might step in. He might step in. If he steps in, what do you think he ultimately is going to say? It's a $13 billion pipeline. A pipeline of Canadian crude oil going to the largest refining markets in our country. Think they'll cut it off? That's going to be an intriguing question. Twins next.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
They've made so many movies about twins, haven't they? And a new one's coming out. Jack and Jill comes out in just a week or two. This one with Adam Sandler. And, of course, everybody knows the Doublemint twins. I'm going to introduce you to two twins who suddenly found fame, all because of a Walgreens commercial, an ad that they're doing that's promoting flu shots. 77 years old, identical twins, Iris Arnold and Francis Labinger, joining us now here on America Tonight. Ladies, how are you?
We're good.
First of all, let me ask you this. Iris, what was it like to shoot the Walgreens commercial with your sister? How did that all happen?
I have a daughter who works for Francis Lou Schwartz.
Ann Taylor.
Ann Taylor. She's an executive in the art department, and she heard that Walgreens was looking for identical twins for a flu shot commercial. So she sent my twins. I have a set of twins. But my twins were too young. They're only 48 years old. So she said my mother and my aunt, they're old ladies, they're identical twins. And another daughter had some guy videotape us so that when we die, the kids could all look and cry and, you know. So she sent the videotape, and they told us to come into the second audition. And we went into the second audition, $29 to park my car for less than a half an hour. They actually took us on time. And when we went in, they kept saying, awesome, awesome, you're awesome. So when we went out, I said to my sister, we're awesome.
Yeah, so I said, yes, we're gonna get a commercial. Oh, yeah. You know, we didn't think, you know, we're going to get the commercial. And the woman said she would call us the next day and let us know that if we got the commercial. So she did call us the next day and said, got the commercial. Congratulations, you got the commercial. So then I almost dropped dead.
Wow. Francis, what was it like the day that you went to go shoot the commercial? What was that like for you?
It was so much fun. Everyone was so, so nice. They were really very, very sweet to us, and like we were the stars. We had a trailer, and the whole block was like blocked off. They rented a brownstone on 145th Street in Harlem,
And it was really nice, you know. They let us out for breaks. My sister walked the dog. And people were so nice to us. They really were very, very nice.
Yeah, that's showbiz. Fun. Yeah, that's showbiz.
And so my sister, I wanted to go to Walgreens because, you know, I think I have more stamina than my sister. And they only wanted Ellen to go. And my sister was Ellen in the commercial. I was Edith. So I said to my sister, listen, that's what they want. So, Iris, you tell them what happened. The ladies, I said, well, how come you can't take my sister? I want her to take the dog and go home. She said, I can't tell you. When she leaves, I'll tell you why, but I don't want you to tell her. Okay. As soon as she left, they told me her arm was too thin. I'm a little much heavier than my sister. The minute she left, I called her up and told her she's a skeleton. That's why she couldn't have a commercial. Well, she didn't go to Walgreens. I didn't go to Walgreens, I mean. So my sister had to stay there till 12 o'clock at night, and I left at 6:30.
Wow, that's a wild story.
And then there was a very big guy there, and his job was to face me when I was with the pharmacist and hold my 3-pound, 4-ounce dog. And he says, this is what I get paid for, to hold a little 3-pound dog. This huge guy looked like a football player, but so the dog could see me. Because she has to, you know, make eye contact with me.
Yeah. Iris, what was the reaction once the Walgreen ad started to air? Did people start to recognize you more?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? We have 10 kids between us. I have 6. My sister has 4. Everyone has been calling them up. They went to school. I taught in the same school that my kids went to. So a lot of kids that I had taught called up my kids. Is that your mother? I saw your mother on TV. I saw your mother. Oh, and my sister's kids. Everyone was calling. And people recognize us on the street. Everywhere we go, this is Francis. Everywhere we go, we get recognized. Even if we're we're alone. I was in Atlantic City, and two couples, one lady said, oh, there's the woman that was on the Walgreens commercial. Oh, can I take your picture? Can I take your picture? I was looking for my son. I said, sure. So two other couples, they took my picture. They were so happy. And then while I was waiting for my son, a woman comes off the escalator and says, you were in the commercial, weren't you? I said, yes, I was. And I took my granddaughter to the DMV. A man held the door for me, and he said to me, oh, my God, you're the lady that was in the commercial. I said, yes, that's me. And, I mean, it's been
unbelievable.
It's been so much fun. And when my sister and I are together, we dress alike. Oh, my God. People have taken our picture. When we went to California, the people at American Airlines, we had to sign an autograph. They printed out a boarding pass that we had to sign for this lovely lady.
I love it. So
the funniest thing was we were on the Dr. Phil show. The twins, there were 81 sets of twins there, and they thought we were the stars. I mean, they kept coming over to us because they recognized us from the TV.
Right.
And so they were nervous. My sister and I are not nervous. We're not the nervous type.
Sure.
Only the dog gets nervous.
Only the dog gets nervous.
We're having a lot of fun with this, a lot of fun. And everyone said, some people say, I went to Walgreens and got my flu shot. You know, I did.
I went to Walgreens and got my, this is Iris. I went
there
to Walgreens and got my flu shot, but the pharmacist had no sense of humor. It was very quick. It was very easy. It was wonderful. And I said to her, I gave her my lines. She didn't even laugh.
She was nervous. Do you think, Francis, do you think that this may start a whole new career for you? Do you think you're going to get more offers?
Yes, it looks that way. And I can't tell you what my friend said, but just because we're twins, but she used to...
God, Francis, please.
F-bomb.
Oh, Francis, please.
See, my sister doesn't talk that way.
No, I don't.
I didn't say any bad words.
Yeah, you don't even have to talk like that.
Okay, she
didn't say any bad words. All right,
no,
so we got to ask you about your background. Your identical twins... Who was the first to be married?
I was, Francis.
You were the first one. So, Iris, what was that like? Your sister gets married first. Was there any confusion?
No, she was married 3 months after I...
And
then we got pregnant together, And my daughter was born 8 days before her son. Of course, we both wanted girls. I got the girl, she got the boy. But then she really fixed me. She had 5 girls after, and I had 3 boys.
There you go. You have a ball team, for sure. You have a Yankees right there, a mixed version of the Yankees. Do people confuse you ever?
It's very close because our husbands died very young. My husband dropped dead July 4th, 1966. I was 31 years old.
Oh.
And my sister's husband died 18 months later, and she had kids.
I had 6 kids. Yes.
Wow.
The oldest was 6. The youngest was 1.5 years.
So you helped each other raising your children, right?
Yes. My sister doesn't drive. That's Frances. Iris drives. I had a 9-passenger station wagon. I used to drive around with all the 10 kids. You know, it was because in those days, they just threw the kids in the car. No seats, you know what I mean? They didn't have anything that you can only fit 2 kids in a car because the seat's so wide.
Sure.
The car seats that the kids have to have. You had no seat belts. You had nothing. We had a good time.
It's
very close.
I bet they're close. I bet they're close. That's great that they're close. Of the kids, do any of them have twins? Do you have any grand?
My daughter has little boy twins. My youngest daughter.
So there's three. There's how many sets of twins then? You guys are twins? Three. Wow.
But we're freaks.
Yes, my sister and I are freaks.
This is Iris. I did my thesis on twins, and identical twins are freaks because the egg splits. Paternal twins are inherited only on the mother's side.
Only on the mother's side, that's right. So now, of all these years being so close, your kids are close, everything, do people still, do people confuse you? Do they confuse you?
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
And even though I'm so much heavier than my sister, they can't tell us apart.
She eats more than I do.
She eats more. She doesn't eat, huh?
I do eat.
Yeah, she
not as much as my sister, though.
So you obviously get along well, and you do things together. What's your favorite thing to do together?
Going out to lunch.
We said that together.
My sister's favorite thing is going shopping. And we visit. You know, we have a lot of kids. We visit them, although now they're getting older. They're in school. So we don't do that as much during the week. But
do
we have a lot of friends.
Sure, sure. You have a lot of friends between you. Iris, do you think you're best friends?
Who, my sister?
Yeah, your sister. Are you guys best friends?
Yes.
Yeah, you have so much in common. So you're hoping you're going to do more commercials. You've been getting noticed. It's very exciting stuff. It's hard to go down the street. Do you finish each other's thoughts?
Well, we finish each other's sentences when we're together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we don't have extra sensory perception or anything like that.
When she gets hurt, I don't feel the pain.
Yeah.
Right.
But you
finish each other's sentences all the time.
Yes,
I can tell by this interview.
Like we both answered together. Didn't we answer one question?
Is that finishing a sentence, Francis?
No, that's not. Oh, you're right. Okay, so I'm a nurse, not a school teacher. My sister keeps correcting my English.
I gotta love it. I hope that we see you again soon on the tube somewhere. And I want to tell everybody that they can look for that. You can even go to YouTube to check out the video, the Walgreens shot that they did as Edith and Ellen. Iris and Francis, you guys are terrific. I wish you the very best, and thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And good luck to you, too.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As you know, I've been working on a really cool project to get healthier. I mean, knock on wood, I have been healthy, but I was taking no supplements, nothing. And you just can't keep doing that. You know, eventually you're going to take a big licking. And you get the Buddha belly, you're eating crappy food, you're not eating, then you're overeating. And so many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You probably were on the same cycle as me, where you didn't eat anything, and then you ate a cheeseburger. Oh, and an apple. But you ate the cheeseburger and the other stuff, too. And nothing else was in your system. And then you can't understand, well, why? Why aren't I like a beanpole? Why aren't I healthy? So everybody knows this by now, that I'm taking this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I'll tell you, I'm a very skeptical person. I've been asked to endorse things, to be paid to endorse things. And I'm not getting paid to do Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I buy the product myself. I always say that for a reason, because I'm not getting paid to do that, so that everybody knows that. And you, so when you go and you believe and you're listening and you think, wow, I have the same problem Kate has, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. If you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, you'll see that. And so it's always fun to kick it around, because he's the guy who convinced me that this is what I should do. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, he comes on with us every week and when we talk about this. And Ben, you know what? The airwaves are cluttered. Television has it, the infomercials with people who swear you're going to get skinny, you're going to be healthy, take these five pills, and you know it.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure people like me, they're skeptical of that kind of stuff.
They should be. Let me tell you why this is different. And this is the reason why this is the only, I don't even want to say company. It's the only a product and system that I endorse and I represent. I'll tell you why. Because the products that these guys are selling are just basic nutrients. They're not anything special in terms, I shouldn't say, they have a lot of really exotic formulations, but the ones that we're talking about, you and I, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the ultimate EFAs and the digestive enzymes and the probiotics, they're basic nutrients, Katie, that everybody needs. They're not fancy schmancy formulas. They're not something I formulate, and I know what a fancy schmancy formula is because I formulate them myself. That's not what this is. This is basic nutrients that every human being needs, that every human being, at least in this country, who's not supplementing, is not getting. And the net cost of not getting these supplements, Katie, is number one, we go on this one, we go on this one-pointed hunt for food. That's the number one thing, the lack of these basic nutrients that every human being needs. That's the number one thing, number one problem that this deficiency causes is that our bodies start to go after food in a one-pointed fashion. So the reason these are different is because they're not anything fancy. They're just the basic nutrients. Now, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the one you and I are talking about, has an added twist. Not only is it the basic nutrient that nobody's getting that can't help but result in deficiency states, deficiency disease states, and a subclinical deficiency disease states that are not bad enough to go to the hospital, but bad enough to mess up your life. Not only is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine a source of these nutrients to prevent that from happening, but this is the key, Kate. It bypasses the digestive system because it's liquid. And in pharmacy school, we learn that the best way to get nutrients that's not IV, well, the second best, I'll take the best here in a moment. You'll never guess what the best one is. The best, second best way to get nutrients into your system is to drink it in the liquid. You know what the best way is that's not IV?
What's the best?
I love this one. To snort it. That's the best way to get it. I knew you'd get a kick out of that. That's the best way to get it. But other than that, because you can't snort your nutrient, liquids are the best way to go. So BTT is not only nothing fancy schmancy, just basic hardcore nutrients in generous amounts, but it's also in a liquid fashion that makes it easy to absorb, number one. It bypasses any digestive problems, which almost 100 million Americans have, number two, and it allows you to get that steady state, low level influx of nutrients throughout the day that your body loves. When you take a pill, when you take a capsule, and this is something we learn in pharmacy school, when you take a pill or you take a capsule, your blood levels spike really high, and the body doesn't like this to happen. The body doesn't like spikes. It will pull it down by excreting, and you'll lose what you don't use. So if you take a pill or capsule, your body is only going to be utilizing a small amount of that. But with the BTT, Katie, it allows you to drink the stuff throughout the day. So you give your body that steady state level of nutrients in a low level fashion. So it'll use it and use it and use it instead of having a big spike and uses a little bit and then dumps everything out. It just uses it and uses it and uses it throughout the day. It bypasses digestive problems. It gives your body that nice low level steady state of nutrients that it likes. And it's in a liquid format, which is the best way to absorb all your nutrients.
Yeah, I agree with you. I say this all the time because it's not a cumbersome deal. You know, like the old days, and you would know this even better than me because, of course, I was never supplementing anything, but certainly I had boyfriends or people I knew that were doing that. They go to the store. They go to, what was it? I can't even think of the name of the store. You know what I'm talking about, where you could get all the healthy. Yes. And you go there, and they'd have 50,000 different pills and things that they would go to the counter with and walk out with.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what? You got to take the B and the C and the thing and this and that. It's like,
all
wow.
Formulas. It's all these magic formulas. And let me tell you something about these magic formulas. So like I say, I've formulated many products in my day. And not all formulated products have to be schlocky, and not all of them have to be crappy. But unfortunately, the healthcare business attracts a very unsavory crowd sometimes from a marketing standpoint, and it's just very unfortunate that people have had been hoodwinked so much and been defrauded so much by this, by formulas and potions and promises, and it's just not right. And the difference here is these are just basic nutrients. I mean, if you take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you're not going to see anything fancy in there. What you're going to see is vitamin A at 150% of the RDA, vitamin C at 16 times the RDA, vitamin D3, vitamin E, vitamin K, all your B complex. See what I'm saying? Nothing fancy, just your basics, and it's all in one easy-to-use little jar for like $40 a month or $50 a month, depending on if you spend a $10 monthly fee. You got yourself not only do you have yourself a month's supply of tasty, easy to absorb, very effective nutrients. And by the way, we said this last week, Katie, the more deficient you are, the faster you notice results. So for most people, you're going to notice results within a week or sometimes even less. But what I want to say about this stuff is not only is it inexpensive for you to use it in your own life, but you know what, Katie? Christmas is coming, and It's a lot better to give a gift of Beyond Hang Tangerine than a pair of underwear. I'll tell you that. Your dad will appreciate, or your granddad will make a lot more use out of a BTT than a set of half a dozen Hanes or whatever the heck you're going to get them. So it makes an amazing, amazing Christmas gift. And for $40 or $50 a month, depending on whether you join up or not, it's a pretty amazing deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. We only have a couple minutes left, so I wanted to briefly talk about this because you just mentioned, you know, what was in it and all that kind of stuff. For people like how I was going, where I felt like I was healthy because nothing was falling apart on me, if you went through your life and you took no minerals, you took nothing, what are you, I know, I love that, because that's what you said to me when I said that to you. What are you risking?
Are you kidding me, girl?
I'm serious. You told me. You lectured me. I know.
Every single dysfunction known to man, every last one of them from the top of your head, dementia and senility and getting things to the tip of your toes with gout and arthritis, everything in between, the digestive system, the cardiovascular system, the thyroid system, the adrenal stress system, the bone system. The most important thing for me, Katie, because I'm vain, is you start to get old and ugly faster.
Because you have no minerals.
Because you have no minerals to make collagen, to stimulate collagen production, to act as the little rivet in your collagen. Your collagen is that protein all women know about for wrinkles. It's also important for bone and muscle. And collagen is riveted with minerals, especially sulfur. And so without minerals, without getting, that's just one place. Zinc is involved in collagen production. I mean, I have a book on the biochemistry of zinc, and the major feature of zinc deficiency is failure to thrive in children. And it's very common around the world. We don't have that problem here, but around the world, they don't get, a lot of places they don't get enough zinc. So they take pictures, especially in the Middle East and in third world countries. And this book is filled with pictures of people who don't get enough zinc, kids basically, and they don't look so good. They look really, really sad and really, really sick. And that's just one mineral, zinc. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely the height of lunacy. Even if you don't use BTT, which I think you're crazy if you don't, Katie.
Sure.
Get on the nutritional supplement program, people. Whatever it is. This is convenient. This is easy. It's tasty. It's inexpensive. I stand behind it. But whatever it is, get on the nutritional supplement program. Please, people, it will change your life.
Yeah.
It will change your life. I can't say that with more passion. And I'm, Katie, the reason I'm passionate about this is because I've seen it so many times. I mean, you said you lost 22 pounds, and I reserve the right to say I told you so as we were talking off the air, because I remember when we took that little walk, I said to you, Katie, you're going to see this thing, and I guarantee you, you're going to lose weight if you follow. And this is what I said to you. Am I kidding? I said,
no.
I guarantee
you,
if you follow my program, if you follow this step by step, you will lose the weight. I guarantee it. And I reserve the right to say I told you so. So I just wanted, what I'm seeing here with you, I've seen dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of times before.
Yep, and perfect note to end on. Check it out, AmericaTonightTeam.com. Ben, thanks.